It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food. This week, we connect the Granite State to the food traditions of Iraq. Nawal Nasrallah of Salem is author of the book Delights from the Garden of Eden, which not only includes Iraqi recipes, but traces the history of the country's cuisine. Sevier Magazine named it one of the top 10 cookbooks of 2013, and Nawal Nasrallah joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
You worked on this book for a number of years during a very difficult period for Iraq. Why was it important to write about Iraqi food and food culture?
You know, ever since I came to the States in 1990, Iraq was in the news. I've been, you know, hearing all kinds of negative things about Iraq, and I really wanted to show the real Iraq, the Iraq I know very well, and that was my chance. And there is also another reason. I saw a gap in our libraries, in our bookstores, saying there were all kinds of international cookbooks, and I didn't see a single one on Iraq, and I thought we really need one. And I wrote the book that I myself would have liked to read on any given culture, culinary culture.
Growing up in Baghdad, you were able to try dishes from many cultures and many traditions. Families would make a dish and then share it with their neighbors, and then the neighbors would try a dish as well?
It was the custom when in our neighborhood, when you get a dish from the neighbors, you return it with your own special dish, and the hospitality continues, and the knowledge, of course, you accumulate by the time.
One of the staple dishes you write about is stew, and in this country, stew is often lumped in with soup. How might stew be used differently than soup in an Iraqi household?
Soup is a kind of the first course in a meal. It's a kind of, you know, you have it so that you prepare your stomach for the main meal. But in Iraq, the stew is the staple. We usually have it with rice. I mean, some people might think this would be boring, having rice and stew every day, but in fact, it is not. Although the basic way for making a stew is more or less the same, we incorporate different kinds of meat, different kinds of spices, different kinds of vegetables. So there is an infinite variety that you can explore, and you never feel really bored.
Some of the dishes you write about go back thousands of years to Mesopotamian times, and there was one called, and forgive my pronunciation, mazguf?
Mazguf, yeah.
Mazguf. Could you describe that?
Mazguf is a fish dish. It's a whole fish grilled. The fish, this is a Baghdadi specialty, and we open up a fish, which is normally of the carp species. We call it chabut. We open it up. And we impale the fish on two sticks, and we let it stand in front of a flaring campfire. That's the first stage of grilling it. After a while, when the inside of the fish is browned, take the fish away from the sticks, and we lay it flat on the dying embers of the fire so that the skin crisps. And then you serve it with all kinds of condiments, pickles or pickled mango, which we call amber, and we serve it with the Iraqi flat bread.
Now, you talked about Iraqi flat bread, and I wanted to also ask about the traditional Iraqi cookie, which is notable not only for its tastes, but also for its shape. They're put into wooden cookie molds, which can be quite ornate and beautiful.
The national Iraqi cookie, which we call klecha, it's made, of course, in many shapes, filled differently, but the most basic shape is to shape it like a crescent. This is also a very ancient cookie. There's evidence that it was cooked in ancient Mesopotamia, ancient Iraq. There's evidence that it was also the same cookie was cooked during medieval times. So this is really a very spectacular example on the continuity of a cuisine when you trace it from ancient times to the present. We fill it with a mixture of ground nuts with the sugar, sometimes with dates. The spices we use, which are really special, cardamom, nigella seeds, fennel, cinnamon. So this combination gives it really its distinguished flavor.
People in New England who might like to try some of the recipes that you've described and that you've written about, are there many options here if you wanted to go out to a restaurant or a bakery? Or is it more likely that people would have to try making the recipes themselves at home first?
Unfortunately, there aren't Iraqi restaurants. If you read my book, you'll find, you know, a lot of possibilities for really cooking the dishes. Iraqi cuisine is not particularly, demanding. I mean, you can find most of the ingredients in the supermarkets. So, I mean, you can easily cook Iraqi dishes at home. I mean, it's not really tough. And the possibilities are really many.
Well, Nawal Nasrallah, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, welcome.
The book is called Delights from the Garden of Eden. The author is Nawal Nasrallah of Salem. You can find more information about the book at the Foodstuffs blog at nhpr.org.